sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
24 minutes to 8 here with the sport is Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning to you, Rachel. Manchester United recorded an unexpected 2-1 victory over Liverpool in the Premier League at Old Trafford last night. They produced a vastly improved performance from their opening two fixtures to collect their first points of the campaign, thanks to goals from Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford. United's Dutch manager Erik ten Hag decided to leave Cristiano Ronaldo and club captain Harry Maguire on the bench, and he was delighted to finally have a win on the board.
The first win, of course, brings a lot of joy. It's clear. We had a difficult start, and I'm really happy, especially for the fans, that we bring them this victory. And of course, for them, it's really important to bring that victory over Liverpool. That's clear.
How was your first experience? I know you've had experience of huge games. How was your first experience of Manchester United against Liverpool?
I enjoyed it from the first minute on. It was such a big fight, and I really enjoyed it from both teams. I think they make a huge performance. It was a great night for all the football fans, but of course, especially for the Manchester United football fans.
League of Ireland First Division side Waterford has been taken over by English businessman Andy Pilley. He now holds a 100% stake in the RSC side and becomes the club chairman, while Steve Kerwood, who is CEO of Fleetwood Town, will also join the Waterford board. Pilley said he wants to put a professional infrastructure into the club, similar to the one at Fleetwood. Republic of Ireland striker Adam Ida is on the verge of a return for Norwich City after 6 months out with a knee injury. The 21-year-old is expected to be in Dean Smith's squad for the League Cup second-round tie against Bournemouth tomorrow night. Kevin McStay has been named as the new manager of the Mayo Footballers. The appointment was confirmed following a county board meeting last night, so bringing an end to a near 2-month search for James Horan's successor. McStay has been handed a 4-year term. His backroom team includes former Mayo boss Stephen Rochford, coach Donny Buckley, former Mayo midfielder Liam McHale and Damian Mulligan, who led Belmullet to the Mayo County final last year. Micheál Donoghue, who guided Galway to the 2017 All-Ireland, has been appointed as the new Dublin hurling manager. Shane O'Brien will be the under-20 manager, as well as being part of the senior management team alongside Noel Larkin and Francis Ford. There's been a shake-up in the Connacht rugby setup, with Andy Friend, head coach since 2018, moving to the newly created director of rugby role, and Pete Wilkins, who's been part of the coaching setup for 5 seasons, being named head coach. Wilkins was part of the Irish coaching team for last month's series win in New Zealand and will be tasked with leading on-field preparations as well as taking primary responsibility for defence. English-based Daryl Jacob partnered a winner on his first ride at Ballinrobe as he steered Willie Mullins' Fan de Bleu to win the Boyle Sports Chase. They came home 7 length winners over the odds-on favourite Cape Gentlemen. Irish Olympian Nat Nguyen has been narrowly beaten in the first round of the World Badminton Championships in Tokyo. He lost 22-20, 21-19 to the number 12 seed from India. Kate Frost and Maya Ryan lost in the first round of the women's doubles, but there was a win in the men's doubles first round for Joshua McGee and Paul Reynolds. Irish professional offshore sailor Tom Dolan is lying second in the 644-mile Figaro single-handed yacht race from western France to Pembroke off South Wales and back again. This is the Formula One of ocean racing, which is dominated by the French. Dolan had a 3rd place in the final race in the Figaro series last season and was 5th overall in 2020. And finally, the Ireland women's cricket team claimed a 5-wicket win over the Netherlands in the first of 3 one-day games in Amstelveen. Arlene Kelly and Rachel Delaney took 3 wickets each.